You know, guys, I'm moving to California. This is Elliot Kalen, by the way, talking here with Dan McCoy and Stuart Wellington.
Are we the guys or the listeners?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I started addressing you guys, but I kind of want to address the listeners, too.
Okay.
You kind of want to undress the listeners. Woo-hoo!
Dan, oh, that's Dan's that ribald nasty. Sense of humor I'm going to miss when I move to California. You know, I'm moving to Los Angeles, the city of angels, True West, as they call it, and it just makes me sad. I'm going to miss New York, and I kind of want to see as many people as I can before I go.
Uh-huh. Like one last big blowout where we're all going to get laid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm married, so I'm consistently laid quite a bit.
Well, wow. Braggy.
If anything, I need to know your secret.
If anything, a little too much. It's just like a nonstop sexual hothouse. Anyway, but besides that, hey, why don't we throw some shows at the Bell House in Brooklyn? Maybe the last shows we'll do in New York for quite some time. For the foreseeable future, even.
Yeah. Who knows what life will bring.
Possibly, California will fall into the ocean the minute I set foot there. Or a North Korean missile will nuke the whole city of angels. True
I've been
West,
worried
as they
about
call
that,
it.
Elliot. There's been a lot more saber-rattling from North Korea, and it's right when my good friend Elliot Kalen is going to go to Los Angeles.
They can't throw a saber and across the Pacific Ocean. Even if they do, it might hit somebody else who lives closer to the beach.
Yeah, it's rattling. Somebody needs to tighten up that saber.
Put it in a sheath or a hilt, or what do they call it? What do you put a saber in?
Scabbard.
A scabbard.
Your
thank
enemy's
you.
Guts.
Put it in a scabbard or enemy's guts. That's a tighter fit. The point is, what do you say, on June 9th, 2017, 69 mm-hmm. itself, we do two shows at the Bell House. One of them will already be sold out, but the other one at 10 p.m., Flophouse After Dark, let's call it.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe let's have some tickets still be available so that people can get one last taste of Elliot in the flesh.
Yeah.
Please don't eat me for real.
Yeah, one last fling.
Before I leave for heaven, or as it's also known, Los Angeles.
And listen, guys, we added the second show for you. Don't make fools of us by not selling it out.
That's right, guys. Dan, thanks for making the subtext text. We've got another show, a late show, added on June 9th at the Bell House. Our first show is sold out, but our later show, where we're going to be talking about a little movie called 50 Shades Darker.
50 Shades Darker.
Mm-hmm. I think what happened is people just want me to watch 50 Shades Darker for no reason.
I mean, there's always a reason to watch 50 Shades Darker, so that Dan
butts.
Has a legitimate excuse to look at butts.
Yeah.
And we want you to help enable him and enable me to feel better before I leave for California, the West Coast of America.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
starring Brad Pitt and David Duchovny.
That's the California I'm going to?
That's
not even spelled right. That's how scary it is. So June 9th at the Bell House in Brooklyn, it's going to be one last hurrah for the time being for me and for these guys on the Bell House stage, unless they do like a two-man show called like Flophouse Minus One, which actually you guys should do. It would be hilarious, where you have a rotating guest host each time, and it really takes some of the pressure off of me to do remote recording for the show. Anyway, we'll talk about it later.
No, that's a great idea.
But until then, but I still get the same amount of profit sharing, right? Anyway, so until then, this will be our last New York hurrah for the time being for a live podcast recording. And so, June 9th at the Bell House, we want to see you there for that 10 o'clock show, 50 Shades Darker. We promise you don't have to watch the movie ahead of time if that's what's stopping you.
Yeah, and if you're a total nasty freak and you want to watch both those movies, XXX, Return of Xander Cage.
The first movie we're going to talk about.
And 50 Shades Darker.
The second movie we're going to talk about.
You can come to Hinterland's Bar the night before, where I'm going to be watching them back to back for some dumb reason, and I'll probably be pretty drunk. So
if you don't have a ticket to this 10 o'clock Bell House show, you have no excuse to go hang out with drunk Stuart at Hinterlands.
And you don't have to spend money on the movies that way. You don't have to even, like, if you really want to see it, you don't have to spend money on that. You can spend all your money on delicious booze.
Dan, do you have anything you want to add?
Nothing other than not understanding the legalities of Stuart running an unlicensed movie theater, but let's not get into that.
Yeah, we'll delete this episode. Edit that part out.
It's fair use. It's fair use. You'll be commenting on it for news purposes, right?
All right.
Yeah. It's a review show.
It's parody. He's substantially changing the material. Anyway, Bell House show. Go to, what's the Bell House's website, Dan?
It is thebellhouseny.com. That's thebellhousenewyork.com. Thebellhouseny.
No, not thebellhousenewyork.com.
I'm just,
the URL is bellhouse. The bell is thebellhouseny.com.
I'm just clarifying what NY stands for.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Much appreciated. What does com stand for?
Communications. No, it stands for commercial.
Because that's what this was. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
That was a lot of jibber jabber, and I think they'll enjoy it.
I hope so. And we'll be back next week with a regular episode.
We're still rolling.
Apparently.
We're always still rolling at the Flophouse. Thanks, everybody. June 9th at the Bell House. Mm-hmm.